Federal transportation officials have taken the company involved in a deadly New Jersey bus crash off the road during a hearing on bus safety on Capitol Hill yesterday. Senator Frank Lautenberg announced the Department of Transportation's decision to take away permission for super luxury tours to operate. At the same hearing, the National Transportation Safety Board gave an update on its investigation into the deadly tour bus crash in the Bronx. WNYC's Alex Goldmark joins us now to bring us up to date. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning.
So what happened to super luxury tours? Was it the subject of Senator Lautenberg's hearing?
Well, yesterday's hearing was on motor coach safety in general. It was far-reaching, touching on the need for new laws, for seatbelts in buses, and tighter regulation overall. But the biggest news of what came out of the hearings was what he announced almost as an aside, like he was just handed a piece of paper.
This afternoon, the U.S. Department of Transportation will announce that they are placing a company called Super Luxury Tours out of service and are suspending their operating authority.
Some understated enthusiasm there of the announcement. Two people, including the driver, were killed in that incident on the New Jersey Turnpike on March 14th. But officially, it wasn't the accident that got the company's license revoked. The Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, that's the agency in the Department of Transportation in charge of inspecting buses for drivers and for safety in general, they say that super luxury violated insurance requirements for commercial carriers.
So does that mean it's the end for this company? I know some of these companies make their way back, usually under a different name.
That's right. The GAO did a study a few years back that I found before the explosion in curbside buses, which happened about last year or so. That study found that 9% of buses taken out of service get reincarnated. That's the official term in their study. A little more than 200 companies got shut down during the 2 years of that study, and 20 came back to life under another name, something that several reports that I've read say it's easy to do and really hard for regulators to detect. So when I called Super Luxury's lawyer yesterday, they hadn't heard the news yet. I assume they've heard by now, and they said they wouldn't be surprised by the being taken out of service. So at this point, we don't really know. They might come back.
All right. What did we learn about the other bus crashes from yesterday's hearing?
There have been three bus crashes in the past month. Super Luxury's New Jersey Turnpike crash, the first and the worst crash in the Bronx that killed 15, and one in New Hampshire that thankfully had no fatalities. All of the companies are so-called Chinatown buses, discount buses that pick up passengers on the curb instead of in bus stations. Deborah Hirschman is the chair of the National Transportation Safety Board. She gave a very quick update on each of the crashes. Now, remember, in the Bronx crash, the driver, Ofadel Williams, he'd said that a truck clipped the bus, and that's what caused the accident. Well, the official cause of the accident won't be declared for a while, but Deborah Hirschman did say that so far they haven't found any evidence backing up the driver's claim about a truck.
An NTSB engineer examined the truck and found no evidence to indicate that it had come into contact with the bus.
She also said that the bus was going as fast as 78 miles per hour on the morning of the crash. And I should just say that the investigations are still underway. This was just a preliminary update, so don't take any of these conclusions to the bank.
Right. So what's the Senate committee planning on doing next?
Well, there's a bill that's been introduced before by a couple senators, including Kay Bailey Hutchinson, back in 2009. It requires changes to buses, like making the roofs and windows stronger, and that's because most people who die in bus accidents die in rollover accidents that toss passengers out of the vehicle. So things like stronger windows and seatbelts, they could help. A few witnesses at the hearing also cited how easy it is to get a commercial driver's license and suggested changes there, so that may be coming. But we still don't officially know what caused these latest accidents, so we'll get preliminary reports from the NTSB early next month, and that may or may not spark some legislative action like the passage of that 2009 law. It could either be on physical buses or on safer driving enforcement.
All right. Thanks so much, Alex.
Thank you very much.
WNYC's Alex Goldmark.